What's your take on sort of the longtime issue of removal of the primary in the face of metastatic disease, both clinically as well as biologically?
Right. Good questions. It goes back to when I started in the 80s with kidney cancer. We always took out the primary prior to coming to a clinical trial. The reasons we rationalized were the primary doesn't respond to cytokine therapy. It tends to be the bulky side of disease, the symptomatic side of disease, and by removing it, we understand also the biology of the disease completely, the pathologic makeup of the tumor. I think all four of those points can be taken today. On top of now looking at SWOG and European data where they had the trial randomized to interferon, nephrectomy and interferon versus interferon, clearly the nephrectomy arm was favored or did more favorable in progression-free interval and overall survival, treated with what people believe now is an inferior agent being interferon. So I think the role of nephrectomy is clearly established as a debulking tool. If you look at some of the IL-2 historical papers, of which we're part of, they respond better with the kidney out. So I think if you look at some of the cytokine-based papers, there's clearly a role. Now, you're going to ask the question, what about the current drugs? And it's a fair question. There are studies going on right now that are looking at these drugs prior to surgery. The difficulty with some of these studies is timing of surgery and stopping the agents, wound healing, when you can restart the agents. So there's a lot of issues when it comes to inhibiting angiogenesis and then inhibiting, you know, wound healing, major surgeries. These studies need to be done, though, because it may change what we're presently recommending, which is a nephrectomy up front prior to starting therapy.